Welcome to the Movie Film Show, featuring the insightful reviews of Mr. Film and Mr. Movie. This show we review The Ides of March. And now here are Mr. Movie and Mr. Film.
Hello, I'm Mr. Movie.
And I'm Mr. Film. And for this show's film, we wade into the dirty, nasty world of presidential politics.
You okay?
We're gonna be fine. Nothing bad happens when you're doing the right thing.
Is this your personal theory? Because I can shoot holes in it.
Well, there's exceptions to every rule. Who is this?
Tom Duffy.
You got a couple of minutes? I'd like to sit down with you.
I can't be talking to you.
You got something the other guys don't have. You exude something. You draw people in. You got the best media mind in the country. All the reporters love you.
If your boy wins, you get a job in the White House. He loses, you're back at a consulting firm.
I've worked on more campaigns than most people have by the time they're 40. He's the only one that's going to actually make a difference in people's lives.
Either we're going to lead the world or we are going to bury our heads in the sand.
You're my brain trust.
So how are we doing?
What do you think, Stevie?
I think it's ours to the taking.
You are working for the wrong man.
I want you to work for us.
Paul's my friend.
There's only one thing I value in this world, and that's loyalty. Without it, you are nothing.
You want to work for the friend, or do you want to work for the president?
I don't have to play dirty anymore. I got Morris.
Today marks the beginning of a fight between two sets of ideals.
I'm in. I'm coming to work for you.
Revenge makes people unpredictable. We can't have that.
What if I had something else?
Like what?
Something big.
Movie Film Show favorite Ryan Gosling stars in Ides of March, based on the stage play Farragut North by Brad Willimon, as Stephen Myers, a brash, talented media consultant who is working on the campaign of presidential hopeful Mike Morris, played by George Clooney, who also happened to co-write and the script and helm the picture. Myers is as cynical as they come, but his idealistic streak has been touched by the progressive Morris, whose social and political programs could change the nation, he believes, for the good. Things come to a head during the Democratic primary in Ohio, and when Myers meets with the campaign strategist for Myers' rival, things start unraveling for the young man. And then he discovers that his candidate and his idol have feet made of the runniest of clay. Now, Mr. Movie, I don't want to give too much more away about this picture. I think there's some interesting things that are done here, but I wanted to really like Ides of March. The acting is pretty good. I like all the actors who are in the picture. Paul Giamatti, Philip Seymour Hoffman, of course, George Clooney, mm-hmm. Ryan Gosling, as I mentioned, Marissa Tomei, etc. The story is interesting enough, but I just couldn't connect with it. There's just no dramatic heft for me. And Gosling, who I've liked in so many films this year, just seems like he's walking through the part here. At times, he felt like a zombie. He looked like a zombie. I thought I was watching one of those horror films I like. There are moments that shine when we discover Morris's big dark secret in particular, but I just really couldn't engage with this picture like I wanted to. And I like a good thriller. I'm a big John Frankenheimer fan. I would recommend, if you're looking for a good thriller, Manchurian Candidate or 7 Days of May will be two good options for classic thrillers. But this just misses the mark for me. Now, I have to say that I appreciate what Clooney is trying to do with the picture. And the irony of the ending is quite good. I don't want to give it away in any way. But it's quite interesting what ends up happening. And I like the fact that Morris is an Obama-esque progressive liberal and probably espouses causes that Clooney himself supports. So I give Clooney credit for that, for taking on a character who basically he's sort of attacking in a way. The idea that the supposed idealist is really a base cynic isn't a new one, but it is worth revisiting. Unfortunately, the idea of the picture and what we get in the 1 hour and 41 minute R-rated picture from Cross Creek is just rather blah. And I wish it was just a good film. We saw a good film on our last show, 50-50, and I wish this was another one of them, but it isn't. So while I didn't quite hate the picture, I really didn't like it either. But because I appreciate what Clooney and company were trying to do, I'm going to give this a middle-of-the-road B-, and I'm probably being too kind.
All right, Mr. Film. Well, I like how you unilaterally claim Ryan Gosling as a movie film show favorite.
Well, he is.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, we seem to like a lot of the movies he's in, even if the movie's not so good. And I agree with you. He was a little bit just kind of phoning it in here, I think.
Yeah.
Not terrible. He still is good. But yeah, I totally agree with that. But I had kind of an opposite reaction than you did with this movie, Mr. Film. And that is, I started to watch it. After about maybe 15, 20 minutes, I really wanted to hate the movie. I mean, I just didn't like it at all. It was going nowhere. I didn't like the characters. I didn't like anything. And you know what? In the end, it kind of brought me back and gripped me in. And I had to kind of do a self-check at the very end to, you know, towards the end to say, am I really enjoying this movie? Or because I'm really wanting to not like it here. So, so I do give it some credit for, you know, that second act or the second half of the movie, I think, does pick up and you start to see a lot of things play out. And I think, you know, a lot of the issue with that I have has to do perhaps with the marketing. It could be with the writing too. And that is that this is kind of pitched Gosling as this idealistic guy who's in this political race because he believes in the right candidate. And then, of course, all these things happen and there's a conflict and whatnot. Right. And it really isn't. It really has nothing to do with idealism or anything like that. But what it is at the end of the day is really a very interesting sort of chess game between a number of characters. So it's kind of, in a way, it's kind of like a David Mamet movie or something like that, where you get, you know, a lot of very interesting, different, colorful characters who are all at odds in some way. You probably don't even like all of them, or maybe any of them you don't like, but it's still interesting because of the powers and the interests at play, and good dramatic conflict is built up in the process, and you want to find out what's going to happen and how it's going to resolve itself. So this manages to do that. Unfortunately, I think how they marketed it or how they set it up in the first half of the movie was really kind of a red herring. So I thought Clooney was fine in this. He wasn't really actually on the screen very much.
Yeah.
The other thing I want to say is that, you know, the politics in this are just, in my opinion, asinine. And they should have just nixed them. I mean, and left them as being very, very, very vague. Because, you know, he's prescribing things like conscription for all Americans and things like this that... It is so left of even, you know, President Obama that some of the things he says in this, his political propositions are just laughable. I mean, I was laughing out loud at how ridiculous some of them were. That's my political leanings, whatever. This movie really doesn't really matter in a sense. That's why I'm saying they probably should have just pulled it out, because that controversial aspect of it, if it is at all, just muddies up what this movie really is about, which is an interesting chess game between people. You know, you also, Mr. Film, you mentioned some alternatives. I have to mention in this context a real favorite of mine called The Contender, which is a really, really great political drama, political thriller with Jeff Bridges and a whole cast of characters. It's got a great score. It's got a great cast. It's got all these elements going on here. And in fact, you know, I just riffed on the sort of hardcore left-leaning political views of George Clooney's character in Ides of March. Well, The Contender, you know what? It is actually, again, it's a democratic sort of situation where the president and it's about the president has to nominate a vice presidential person because the vice president dies, and he selects a woman to be in, and that's kind of the big thing.
Right.
And so you basically, you know, you get that you get those, a lot of those sort of left leaning things, but you know, so what? It has nothing to do with it really. And they keep it very vague. And in the, like, for example, in the very beginning of this, the Gosling character sort of expounds some sort of, you know, just, you know, meaningless bromides more or less to the screen. That's, they should have just left it at that. You know, it's like, okay, yeah, okay, everybody can agree with, I support the Constitution, and then, you know, go on with the rest of the chess game there. So,
yeah.
I'm with you on this in terms of grade wise, Mr. Film. I'm going to give it a B- as well. But I think for me, you know, it started off sort of in the D range, and then it brought me back up. So,
you know what, you really are on the mark there in terms of they should have dumped out the politics, because there have been films like this before, and unfortunately they're escaping me, but to a certain extent. But I think West Wing was kind of like that, like that, where they kind of kept the, it was more about how things worked as opposed to what all the politics were and such. And it got you out of that. And no matter if you were, whatever your political leans are, and it didn't matter. I think what they're trying to do here in terms of what the Clooney character and again, the big dark secret that we're not going to reveal, but I think what it's also to show is that he comes off and says, oh, I'm this, you know, very super idealistic leftist guy, and I'm really actually a big jerk. You know, I'm really a big cynic. You know, this is, you know, you really don't even get a sense. You don't even know if, in a sense, if he even really believes this stuff. And but that's not what really the film is about. And you're right on that. They should have jettisoned a lot of that and stuck with all that chess game stuff, because that's really how everything plays out. It isn't, you know, people are not running. There's no one's getting shot. There are no fist fights. It's about these guys one-upping each other.
Right.
And like how Philip Seymour Hoffman one-ups Ryan Gosling at some point. It's kind of alluded to in the trailer. It's interesting. I mean, it's a really kind of interesting sort of thing. And it really – and I really like that idea with the chess thing, because it really is. This is one of the few times where you can make that allusion, and it is really – that's really what's going on here. You know, there's all these pawns and there's a few big players, and you know, sometimes the pawns actually get the upper hand on the kings and the the queens and such in this whole scenario. So it could have been a really great film. It's not even, you know, unfortunately it's not quite a good film, but it's not a complete train wreck either. So,
yeah.
So,
and they started, you know, they started off with Ryan Gosling, you know, pitching him as this idealist. So you're sitting there looking for the ideals that he belongs to, and you never figure it out. And then you realize, oh, well, it really doesn't have anything to do with that at all.
No.
So it is, you know, it is a little bit of a red herring in that respect. But I did really like, you know, along the chess game lines, I really like the supporting roles, Philip Seymour Hoffman and Paul Giamatti as you know, they're just these really colorful characters who play maybe a small role, but a very important one. And even though, I mean, you hate these characters, they're really like disgusting people, but you understand what's going on. And so, you know, they play their role, and that's really fun to see.
Yeah, it really is, and you know, you understand what their motivations are, and their motivations are really interesting, because the Hoffman character, I'm not really, for those of you who haven't seen the film, I'm really not giving anything away here, because this is not a supporting part of the picture. But what's really interesting with his character for me was the fact that he is this, oh my God, he is a horrible cynic. It's all about the win. He doesn't care what these guys believe for. He would have run Mao Zedong for president if he thought he could win.
Yeah. It's and, like heads but, I win, tails you lose is sort of his approach.
Yeah. Exactly. But the thing I thought was interesting is what his one thing, his one principle that he bases his whole life on, and what happens when that principle gets violated. So it was, and that scene's a really great, that was one of my favorite scenes in the picture. So there are some really great shining moments, but on balance, I was a little disappointed with this picture. So.
All right. Well, that's all we have for this show. As always, you can visit our website at www.moviefilmshow.com. If you have a comment or question, just write to mail@moviefilmshow.com or call our 24-hour comment line at 818-581-2010. And that's all we have for this show. Mr. Film, I'll see you next show.
I'll see you next show, Mr. Movie.
Of course, Mr. Film, as always with the Movie Film Show, heads you win and tails you win.
Got something the other guys don't have. You exude something. You draw people in.
Trailer here. Talking.
Hey, talking. You'd betray me. Oh my God. Oh no. I'm gonna betray you back. All right.
That's the principles. Am I really enjoying this movie, or because I'm really wanting to not like it here? So
it's all about the win.
I support the Constitution.
And sometimes you can put your finger on it and say, I like it because of this. You know, like those Pirates of the Caribbean films. It's Johnny Depp. I mean, that's why those films work.
Right.
Yeah, that's just a kind of stupid thing.
Or the last one, The Mermaids. I like The Mermaids.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, there's that magic that happens.
I support the Constitution.
the movie Film Show. It has to do with very interesting, different, colorful characters who are all at odds in some way. You probably don't even like all of them, or maybe any of them you don't like, but it's still interesting because of the powers and the interests at play, and good dramatic conflict is built up in the process, and you want to find out what's going to happen and how it's going to resolve itself.